این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's speech on the holy month of Ramadan. God willing, God will help you in performing all worldly and religious duties and will diminish your pains for the next day. If you repeat this many times, it is imminent that you will be accustomed to the acts of piety. You will see then that all this does not require you to make hard efforts. You will also notice that obedience to Allah gives ample pleasure. Though this world is not where one is immediately rewarded, yet faithfulness to Allah and abstaining from sins is fruitful in this world also. God never entrusts His creatures with cumbersome and heavy tasks, which are beyond their power, but it is the Satan and his allies who magnify them in your view. God forbid if there are any lapses on your part, ask Allah's forgiveness and beseechingly implore Him that you will be more careful in future so that the Almighty may throw open the doors of His grace and compassion to you and may guide you in the straight path.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Welcome to the Spring of the Truth from Arabic English Radio. In a statement from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about the importance of the holy month of Ramadan, he says, the most important thing is for a person to reform himself in the month of Ramadan. We need to reform. We need to refine our souls. Until the end of our life, we are in need of this reform and this refinement. The great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are also in need of that. But we could not understand it because we are covered with a hijab, with a covering. And this hijab and covering comes from a lack of fulfillment of our obligations. Imam rahmatullah continues and says that, I hope that this holy month of Ramadan will be blessed for all of you, God willing. And being blessed in this month means that you allow yourself to fulfill the duties of God. As an Islamic leader, Imam rahmatullah tells the people that try to work on yourself in this month, in this holy month.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
He emphasizes on purification of the self and the refinement of the self and to reform oneself. This can be exactly compared to what we have in hadith that says, "Man arafa nafsa, faqad arafa rabbah." That is, anyone who has understood himself, everyone who has worked on himself, he has understood his God. So let's pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this chance and tawfiq to work on ourselves in this holy month of Ramadan and to be cautious of what we are doing in this month. Kind of action, the kind of, let's say, observation that was even observed by the great prophets of God. So we as ordinary human beings are more in need of such refinement and such purification. So we need to work on ourselves to remove these obstacles, to remove these hijab and coverings, to know what our duties are and to fulfill our duties and to act upon what has been put in our shoulder. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.
Every night and every day. Never forget to say La ilaha.